It's the Fred Nats on Deck pregame show, beginning a new week in Salem. Eric Bach here, joined by the developmental coach of the Fredericksburg Nationals, Carmelo Jaime. Carmelo made some headlines the other night by stealing third base, literally, after he got thrown out of the game last week. Carmelo, first of all, how you doing, man?
Doing good, Eric. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So, before we get to some more baseball stuff, I got to ask, going in your mind in that moment, when did you decide I'm taking third base with me?
I mean, it wasn't the way to the clubhouse. There wasn't enough, whatever I tell him. I know that it wasn't the best. I mean, you never want to get thrown out in a game as a coach. But, you know, it's part of the game, and I just decided to take it with me.
Yeah, you're not trying to get thrown out, but sometimes the situation calls for it. So can you explain to FredNat fans exactly what your role is with the team as the development coach?
Well, I'm the fourth coach for the FredNats. My job basically is I work with the infielders and base running. At the same time, I help with the hitting coach, Devin Young, in the cages, you know, with the hitting stuff and all that had to be with hitting.
Just finished throwing around a BP. You guys rotate through that every single day. And when the FredNats take infield practice, are you the one designing that?
Yes, that's pretty much how it is. Sometimes the skipper have something in mind, and we just go ahead and do that, whatever he got in mind that day. But most of the time, it's on me.
What do you think are some things that make a good first base coach? Because you're the first base coach for the FredNats.
Well, you have to be with your eyes in the pitcher every time. You know, the other pitchers do the different move, and sometimes you can pick something that you can tell the base runners so they can get some help if they're trying to steal a base. And, you know, like, just be there for the runners and help them as much as we can with any information that we have to give them when they got to first base.
I want to ask you about a few of your infielders defensively. Last year, this is your second year with the FredNats. Last year, you worked with Brady House at shortstop. Now he's at third base. How do you think that transition is going for him?
I think it's going pretty well, and he loves it. He loves it a lot. He likes playing at third, and you can tell by the season that he's having so far. He's having fun at third, and he looks pretty good.
And Sammy Infante, who was our third baseman last year, goes back to a more natural position, I think, in the middle infield. Seems like a pretty good transition for him, too.
Yeah, Sammy's a dynamic player. So, I mean, he's an infielder. So he made the adjustment real quick and playing at second base, and he's looking pretty good as well.
You guys have been really working with Royce Marquintana, a converted outfielder who's now playing first. How do you think that's going for him at first base?
So far, so good.
Yeah.
I mean, I was not surprised, but the way that he got about his business at first base is really fun to watch. You know, he's continue learning. He's coming along good, but it was a really good transition for him, you know, and he's been doing it pretty good.
Talking with Carmelo Jaime on the FredNats On Deck pregame show, how do you think we get our offense started back up? Because we were going good for a while, kind of a rough week last week against Columbia, a good day on Sunday, but how do we get it back going this week in Salem?
Well, the potential are pretty good. We're hoping to have a really good series, at least get a 4 out of 6. And the offense, it's been there. It's been there. So sometimes we just got the hit with nobody on base. You know, we haven't we didn't hit in the clutch in the last games, in the last series. But, you know, it's been, like, working pretty good so far.
Carmelo Jaime on the FredNats On Deck pregame show. 7:05 first pitch tonight in Salem with Jake Bennett on the mound. Thank you, Jaime.
You're welcome. Thank you.